We're taking a look at Christians, politics, and how we're viewed. And I want us to delve into this again because I want us to really give some honest thought, honest consideration to this matter. I've talked about this before and how it can be very, very troublesome for many people to hear people who say that they are like Christ Jesus, taking positions that are so different from Christ Jesus. And it's so fascinating to hear people talk about how there are so many people who say that they have the same values that Jesus has when they actually push for positions that are contrary to the values that Jesus espouses. And to watch as some of the very people who are making that complaint themselves espouse values that are in contradiction to the values clearly laid out in Scripture. We talked about how we had so many during the days, the centuries, the many, many, many decades, too many decades of harsh slavery in America, and how we had so many people who said that they were like Christ, imitators of God, using the Bible to justify not only slavery, but the abuse of the men, women, and children who were enslaved. Using the Bible to say this is what God wanted. Using the Bible to say that God had already determined that the black race would be enslaved, and this was supposed to be the black community's lot in life. People who were churchgoers, avid churchgoers, strongly supporting the lynching of black people just because they wanted the right to vote. And those same white churchgoers, I'm talking about the racists, I'm not talking about all white people. I've said this before, and I truly believe this. I could be wrong, but I truly believe this, that not all white people are racist, any more than I believe that all black people are not racist, or any other race, any other ethnicity is all one or the other. All racist, all non-racist. No, you have both racist and non-racist, probably in every ethnic community there is. Whether they have racist views and attitudes towards members of their own race, ethnicity, or others. But I don't believe that every ethnicity is filled with people who are only racist. I don't believe that all white people are racist. I don't believe that. I know a lot of you, including many of you within the white race, will probably disagree with me on that, but that's what I believe. I believe that some white people are racist, but not all. And so I can't help but still applaud the many white people who today are fighting hard against the push all across this country to make it more and more difficult for black people to vote, to continue to vote. I still appreciate deeply the many, many white people who fought against slavery and eventually won that war, that battle. The many white people who argued against quote-unquote separate but equal for black and white. I appreciate the many white people who said, hey, look, you know what? This person is truly an outstanding athlete. I'm going to hire this person to play with our team. Slowly but surely, more and more black people being hired into some of the highest positions in the corporate world. I appreciate the many, many white people who helped make that happen. And at the same time, that just makes it clear that there are many people in this nation who are aware of the fact that there is right and wrong. And in many cases, I'm not saying all cases, but in many cases, a very clear distinction between right and wrong. And when you have people making the decision that they're going to take positions that perpetuate racism, that perpetuate exploitation of the poor, the oppressed, and the needy, and many of these people are claiming to be followers of God, we've got to know that that is casting Christianity in general in a very negative light. At best, it is confusing to hear someone say that they're a Christian or portray themselves as being Christians, portray themselves as being people who love God, portray themselves as people who strive to imitate Christ, and they spend years, maybe even decades, espousing values that clearly contradict biblical principles. No wonder it becomes more and more difficult for people who purport to be Christians to have a voice when debates about social issues come up, when debates about economic issues come up, and on. It can be so difficult for people to really take quote-unquote Christians seriously when so many people who portray themselves as Christians are no different from people who do not portray themselves as Christians. Where is the love that God commands? The greatest commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all the heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second greatest commandment is just like it. Love your neighbor in the same way you love yourself. And Jesus made it so clear. The person who was of a different nationality, different ethnicity, pouring out his life to help one who was of a different nationality and ethnicity than himself, one who had been beaten and left for dead. This man, who did something for someone who was more than likely a Jew, did something for him, this Samaritan citizen, doing something for a Jew that Jew's fellow Jews would not do for him, and fellow Jews who were religious leaders, supposedly loving God and being like God, left their neighbor, one of their own, to die. This man who was of a different ethnicity, a different nationality, loved his neighbor the same way he loved himself. And too often, we have people who purport to be Christians who take an opposite view. I'm going to help those who are like me. We need God's help because we need more people who are like God when they say they like him, to be like him, to truly be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Till next time.